I'm Christine Dean, and this is live from Studio A. And joining us this afternoon, it's something kind of fun. We have St. Patrick's Day coming up on Saturday, and a couple of local artists just happened to team up to do an Irish album recently, so we thought it would be fun to have them in. Please help us welcome Teague Alexi and Eric Berry. Hi.
Hi.
Top of the morning. I mean, good afternoon.
I just realized you're not wearing your Irish hat, Teague.
I was having such a good hair day.
I get a kick out of it. I've seen you perform places before, and you'll say, "And now I'm going to put on my Irish hat." And you literally put on your Irish hat that I think you're wearing. Are you wearing it in the promo stuff for the?
Yeah.
You have a hat that you
I
like
do.
To wear.
I used to do that with the hobo nephews first started too. I have a hobo hat and I put it on. All right, now I'm ready.
Does it get you into the mental space to do that kind of music?
Mentally it did. Yeah, some in my own head. Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming in, you two. And you have a new album out called Irish American, and we're going to talk about making that. But first, let's do the rundown of all of the places that you're going to. You kind of have a mini tour going on here, just in honor of St. Patrick's Day. So tonight, Winona, right?
Correct.
Rochester tomorrow. Friday night, you're going to be at the DeLutzen show up at Lutzen, right?
Yeah.
Papa Charlie's. And then, which is kind of a big hoo-ha. And then Saturday, okay, so Saturday you are having a very busy day. You're at Sound in downtown Duluth at noon, and then you're running over to Carmody at 1:30, right?
Right.
And then you're heading down to the Twin Cities.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. So if you want to catch these two on St. Patrick's Day, downtown in Duluth between noon and 3 p.m. is the time to do it. Catch them if you can.
Right.
Why don't you start with a song, and then we'll come back and talk about why an Irish album and how it all came about and how you two teamed up to do it. So what do you want to start with?
Great. We're going to start with a song called Whiskey in the Jar.
Yep.
Take my fist, so I knocked out the sense, and I bid farewell to that cold penitentiary.
I think I'll find my brother, the one that's in the yard. I don't know where he's stationed, be it Cork or in Killarney. Together we'll go roving through the mountains of Kilkenny. I dare he'll treat me better than my sweet darling Jenny. Mush a ring and you're a dime. Whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o's whiskey in the jar. Some take delight in fishing and a bowling. Others take delight in the carriage rolling. Me, I take delight in the juice of the barley.
Alexi and Eric Berry live from Studio A with the Whiskey in the Jar, one of the tunes featured on their new Irish American album. Been out for a few months now, I guess. And I mentioned all the places you're going to be playing. I forgot to mention that Ryan Young, who is in Trampled by Turtles with you, Eric, is also going to be playing. Is he going to be playing on all the shows that we mentioned, or I know some of them?
Just the Duluth and City shows.
All right. So,
but Ryan and I are also going to be playing with Teague and his brother Ian in the Hobo Nephews set.
Whoa.
Also at Duluth. So we'll be playing some not Irish stuff, and so in my mind, it is 5 sets in 24 hours, 3 towns.
That's got to be record setting somehow. Let's talk about so that song that you just sang. For people who know almost no Irish music whatsoever, would probably know that song. Like if they only knew like 2 Irish songs, that would probably be one of them. Is that fair to say that? And maybe Danny Boy, I don't know.
Thanks to Metallica.
Metallica. I'm looking at the list here. I had to look it up on Wikipedia, and there's this huge long list of people who have done this song, everybody from the Grateful Dead to Metallica. So tell me about this song, and was it one? So your parents were from Ireland, is that right?
My grandparents.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I knew it was grandparents. I said it wrong.
My grandparents are from County Mayo and County Roscommon in Ireland. And that's my mom's side of the family, who I grew up with primarily.
And then the last name is Flanagan.
Flanagan, yes, is my mom's maiden name.
And a lot of the songs are ones that you heard from your grandma, right?
Yeah, my grandma, every one of these songs, she would sing.
So did your grandma go around the house singing Whiskey in a Jar? I guess that's what I'm wondering.
Yeah, and just kind of like little tidbits, like more like Whack for the Daddy-O, she would sing. Myself included, and I think I don't think anyone knew what she was talking about, but it always resonated with me, and she was such a sweet soul and had this really soft, pretty singing voice, just around the house singing voice, and years later, kind of coming back to it, it makes sense musically to me now, in ways I didn't understand as a kid, so I really became fascinated with these songs a few years ago.
Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming you've been to Ireland. And
I've not. No.
Oh, you haven't.
No,
okay.
I'm hoping this is a stepping stone to get me across the Atlantic,
mm-hmm.
one way or another.
So, how about you, Eric? I know you were in a band. Tell me the name of that band again. You were in a band.
Oh, down in Iowa.
Yeah.
Oh, Father McClanahan and his Irish blank snake stompers.
And so I know you were in a band that played this kind of music, but do you have any Irish heritage yourself?
I do have Irish heritage. I unfortunately don't remember exactly where my family comes from. And interestingly enough, I have immigrants from Catholic Ireland and Protestant Ireland, and they're on my mom and dad's side of the family, so they didn't really talk about it too much, which was kind of an interesting thing. And on St. Patrick's Day, my mother would be like, "You have to wear orange, too." And I'd be like, "Why do I have to wear orange? Nobody wears orange. Dad, why do I have to wear orange?" She's like, "You don't have to wear orange." I'm like, so let's not talk about it. So, they listen to some Irish music and stuff, but my lucky experience was my freshman year at college, an Irish band came through town on a tour, and they played. They were called Carnlock, and I was just blown away by what that music sounded like and what it could do, and I became a fan that way. Mm-hmm. And like, this is still the 90s, so I was like mail ordering CDs and stuff, and listened and discovered a lot of great music that way. And when I first bought my first mandolin, I thought I was buying the instrument that's on all those Irish recordings, which is actually a bouzouki.
Oh, okay.
So I was, my first impressions of that being my lowest chord was real disappointment. But
is the mandolin an instrument that is much used in Irish music, or is it?
It is. Mm-hmm. It is. It was on a lot of the recordings I had. I'd see it in the liner notes, but I, you know, just in my ignorance, and there was no Google or Wikipedia to confirm this stuff. You know, mm-hmm. like I knew, like, it wasn't the Bill Monroe bluegrass mandolin, but that still looks like it must be what they're playing. You know, bouzoukis are constructed very similarly. They're just bigger.
Okay, yeah. So a little bit of a deeper sound, perhaps?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's different about how you play for Irish music? Is there a big difference in how you would play, approach Irish music as opposed to, you know, what you... I mean, you play a variety of things, not just...
I do play a variety of things, and I have no idea how the way I play would be received in a traditional session setting. You know, like if I were over in Ireland, like, hey, can I join in? I don't know if I'm doing it right, but, you know, I don't care. I love this music and I play it. You mm-hmm. know? So, mm-hmm. Plus, in this particular format with Teague, I'm covering a lot of different ground than I would if there was a fiddle and a penny whistle and an accordion and a boron and, like, five guitars hammering those chords out. I'd be doing different things.
Right, so. Right, yeah. And I'm flashing back to, I think the last time you were here was with your Grateful Dead project.
Yes.
With Mark Gartman, and you were talking about similar stuff where, you know, there's just the two of you, same configuration, guitar and mandolin, so you kind of both add, a little more color in what you do than you might, you know, if you had a full band.
That's right.
Hanging out there. And so does that still hold true for this particular project, Teague?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's kind of the hobo nephew thing, like kind of like even like a working man's mentality to it. You know, you come with two people and you do the work of, you know, you come to do the work of a whole band with only two of you.
Well, and you've been doing it for a while, so I bet that's gotten easier as you go along.
Yeah, I mean, you figure out how to make more noise, and, you know, and play, you incorporate bass lines in your guitar playing and things like that.
Mm-hmm. So we talked about, you know, some of these songs were things that you heard your grandma sing. How did you, when you first decided you wanted to play some of this, how did you go about just, you know, picking it up, finding arrangements that you wanted to do?
Really casual at first, because my family always mixed Irish music in with Christmas music at Christmas time.
Okay.
You know, just kind of like throw it in and I just started playing a couple of them. I've been kind of playing around the house for years with my kid. My kids always liked "I'm a Rambler, I'm a Gambler." I don't know; it's a drinking song, but my kids always loved it. So we used to sing that around the house, and then I started just kind of every Christmas, a song or two would jump out at me, and I just play it around the house, you know, in my Christmas pajamas or whatever. I was trying to remember how it started with Eric and I. Eric and I wanted to do something together.
I'm not
for
wondering.
A while.
I know you called me in January, and I'm wondering how close it was to Christmas that when you called.
Yeah,
me.
Yeah. That's
now that
that's
you talk about your Christmas pajamas. But I was actually helping a friend shovel out a driveway, and my phone rang, and it was Teague, and he was wondering if I would be interested in playing some Irish music at a St. Patrick's show.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, you were looking to put together. He was looking to put together like more than just a duo. He was looking to find some other players and have like this party band, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
And I was all about it because I love Irish music, and I play quite a bit of instrumental Irish music when I play by myself. And in the early days, Trampled by Turtles used to play Irish jigs and reels.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was like a thing that I'm into. I was like, yeah. And he's like, do you know any tunes? I was like, I could probably do 30 minutes unrehearsed right now. And he's like, I like that. And there was definitely plans immediately upon conclusion of our first show in 2016 on St. Patrick's Day to play at least again on St. Patrick's Day 2017. I mean, that was like a discussion while we were like having the last Guinness of the night. Just like, you know, this is going to happen again. It's not the only time this has ever happened.
Well, that's right, because you've been doing this for a while, but it just took you like a year or so to decide to do an album, right?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, our schedules opened up and the timing is right, and also gave, speaking for myself, it gave me a year or two to kind of get my head around these tunes a little bit more, you know, and like knowing that we were going to eventually record them, I really tried to get inside them and figure out how they fit into what I do and what Eric and I do. What's really interesting to me about them is I feel like the kind of like upper Midwest roots Americana music scene, you know, that has been going on here the last decade plus, like a lot of the Irish songs like fall right into that feel really easily. You know, they're just great songs that really make sense rhythmically and great poetry in them and great choruses that are meant to sing along to. So it just seemed, it's funny because we're like, I feel like for myself, I'm coming at it backwards. Like since I'm Irish, you would think that these were like the first songs I learned on guitar and I kind of went from there, but I've kind of had this whole lifetime of playing guitar and all these different styles of music, and now I'm coming back to this music that's in my blood somewhere and trying to, so taking a couple of years to kind of, you know, figure out exactly how they fit under my hands and with my voice was really good.
Nice. Well, and I suppose you don't, I know you occasionally incorporate some of them into your regular show, but it's not something that is a big part of your regular show, so.
No, and it depends. I mean, depends what show you're talking about, because I do sometimes use my local shows as a form of getting these songs together, mm-hmm. you know, like playing them at Sir Ben's every Monday for a year and a half, mm-hmm. you know, as part of the development of these songs. And that's, you know, that to me, that's natural, you know, to develop them in front of people and
right.
see how people respond. And, you know, more and more people are starting to, when I first started playing the Irish music, it was a real show killer. It's just a real vibe killer. But you know, there's more hoots and hollers are coming, and people are starting to recognize them. So, you know, that's part of why we wanted to do it, because
that's when you put in Whiskey in the Jar.
Yeah, our goal is that KUMD will someday have an Irish section.
we were talking about that beforehand.
Yeah, we know that that'll be success.
Yeah, and you'll take up at least a tiny part of it, unless you're planning on doing more albums. You're gonna have to get working on that next one then. Well, let's hear another tune, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit more about the album. What do you want to do next?
You want to do Mountain Dew, or you want
to? Sure.
Yeah.
We'll do the opening cut from the album. This is called Mountain Dew. One, two, three, four. Let grasses grow and waters flow in a pure and easy way. But give me enough of the vinyl stuff made near Galway Bay. Policemen all from Donegal, Sligo, Leitrim. We'll give them slip and we'll take the sip of the real old Mountain Dew. Hidey diddly daddy dum, diddly diddly daddy dum, diddly diddly daddy diddly daddy. Hidey diddly daddy dum, diddly diddly daddy dum, diddly diddly daddy diddly daddy. At the foot of the hill, there's a neat little still where smoke curls up to the sky. I smoke and smell, you can plainly tell the pudding brewing nearby. It fills the air with odor rare, and betwixt both me and you. When home you stroll, you can take the bowl or bucket of the Mountain Dew. Hidey diddly daddy dum, diddly diddly daddy dum, diddly diddly daddy diddly daddy. Hidey diddly daddy dum, diddly diddly daddy dum, diddly diddly daddy diddly daddy.
That's Tig Alexi and Eric Berry live from Studio A, another tune from their Irish American album. And you recorded the album. We mentioned Ryan Young, of another member of Trampled by Turtles, and you recorded it with him, right?
Yeah, down in he has a fantastic basement studio, and it was a perfect place to record.
Mm-hmm. Nice. And so how did you go about picking all the songs that you were going to put on the album?
It's the lion's share of our set.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and just those songs really speak to me. You know, I'm pretty picky about the songs. Like these are traditionals, so I feel like there's a difference between traditionals and covers, but I'm pretty picky about what I sing about, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And these songs are just, I mean, these really, really spoke to me. I think they're a really high level of poetry and mystery. These are all traditional songs, so where they come from is a total mystery. And the combination of poetry and rhythmic changes and chord changes and the choruses and the spirit in these songs and like the melodies, how the melodies seem to convey happiness. You know, like that last one, just like a happy melody, you know, and it goes perfect with everything else about the song. So these songs really speak to me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And there's other Irish ones that I love, but these are just, to me, meant to be. These songs should live on, you
mm-hmm.
know, because they're really another level of songwriting that I don't know. I don't know. As songwriters around, you know, like something has been lost in songwriting when I hear these old songs and I really examine them, you know, with my songwriting brain, like that's not happening anymore. The way that these songs really incorporate, like, the soil of Ireland seems to be in these songs, you know, like the way that people speak is incorporated into these songs, so they couldn't come from anywhere else. And I chose that.
So you feel like maybe music doesn't have as much of a sense of place as much anymore, or
I don't know. Like, I don't know who wrote these songs and where they came from. I mean,
well,
like,
and they've evolved because they are, you know, you mentioned the difference between mm-hmm. traditionals and covers, which, what makes that distinction for you?
I guess what you just said, the traditionals change over time, you know, and with the times, and traditionals, I mean, to survive, they have to be good, I guess. You know, whereas
mm-hmm.
a cover song is, you know, like you can, a cover song is something that's a hit song on the radio, or I don't know. I'm not really the one to say what is a cover song, but I think I know
what you're saying, though. You know, there is a difference, I think. So because they are traditionals, does that give you the freedom to think, I'm going to adapt this to my, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I did take a little bit of liberties, just if something in the language didn't sound right or natural, you know, or like maybe an expression has gone out of style, you know, it just doesn't sound right, you know, I would change a minor word here or two, but they're really I didn't change much, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to pretend that I was Irish, you know, singing these songs. I wanted to be Irish American, you know, exactly
right.
Who Eric and I are, not pretending to be something that we're not. So if there was something that I didn't feel comfortable saying, you know, I changed
mm-hmm.
it. But I do that with any song I sing.
Mm-hmm. So were your grandparents, did you have other relatives, Irish, direct from Ireland relatives here in the States?
I have some cousins that mm-hmm. have migrated over here, but I have a lot of relatives in Ireland that I'm looking forward to meeting someday. But I've met some cousins and
mm-hmm.
I have some cousins in New York City that came from Ireland on the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the only one who's out. Ian and I are the only ones who are out in the Midwest. The rest of our Irish family is back east.
Okay. But you grew up with your grandparents and that influence
mm-hmm.
there. And it sounds like they were a big part of your life.
They were, yeah. Yep. And that music was a big part of my life. And it's funny, because talking to my cousins now, you know, like I'm sending them this album, you know, and being like, yeah, you remember these songs. Grandmom used to sing them all the time. And my cousins are like, because I know they were sitting right next to me playing on the floor. My grandmom was singing. They're just like, I don't remember these songs at all. So it was just my musical ear at a young age. And Yeah, my grandmom's gone now. I really, but you know, that's partially why Eric and I made the album. Or speaking for myself here, it's like I really wanted my mom. You know, kind of made it for my mom more than nice. More than other music that I've made and my family back east. So.
And how did she react when she heard
it? She loves it. She was really hard on me. I sent her the demos, and you know, she was really she was hard on me, making sure I was pronouncing all the cities and places correctly.
That's actually nice to have someone that can set you straight on that.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. She was hard on me.
That's great. Well, we have time for one more. What do you want to play?
How about we do? I feel like we should do like Courtin' in the Kitchen or something like that. Or we do an Irish wedding song. Here, this is called Courtin' in the Kitchen.
One, two, three, four.
I come a single belly boy, now to me pay attention. I don't ever fall in love, cause it's a devil's own invention. But once I fell in love with the maiden so bewitching, Miss Henrietta Bell at a Captain Kelly's kitchen. Tore Lorelai. I was apprenticed to a grocer in the bar from Stevens Green, where Miss Henry used to go. So her manners were sublime. She set my heart twitching when she invited me for a hooli in the kitchen. So Tore Lorelai. With her arm around my waist, she slyly hinted to marriage. To the door and dread the haste came Captain Kelly's carriage. Her eyes were filled with hate in the poison she was spitting, with the captain at the door walking right into the kitchen. Tore Lorelai. With the captain at the door, walking right into the kitchen. Tore Lorelai. When the captain came downstairs and saw my situation, in spite of all my prayers, I was marched to the station. They take no bail to get home, I was a hitching. I had to tell the tale how I came into the kitchen. Tore Lorelai. I said she did invite me, but she gave a flat denial. Before all, she did indict me, and I was sent to trial. She swore I'd rob the house, in spite of all her screeching. And I got 6 months hard for me courting in the kitchen. And so, Tore Lorelai.
seeing Alexi and Eric Berry live from Studio A, playing some tunes for us from their Irish American album. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we're going to run down the tour, the little mini tour again. Winona tonight, Rochester tomorrow. Friday night, they'll be at Lutzen, the DeLutzen show up at Papa Charlie's, and that's with Ryan Young performing in this configuration. And then it sounds like Eric, you and Ryan will be playing with Hobo Nephews, so yep. A big mashup there. And then that's Friday night. Then Saturday, you can catch these two plus Ryan Young at Sound at noon in downtown Duluth until 1 o'clock, and then at Carmody from 1:30 to 3, and then they're heading down to the Twin Cities. So did I get it all right?
Yeah, well done. No problem.
Good luck with that.
Thank you.
That's a lot of shows in a short period of time. And Teague, I want you to go to Ireland, and I want to hear about it when you come back.
Yeah, working on it.
It sounds like it's something that's that would be really, really meaningful. And Eric, I'm going to assume you've been to Ireland.
I've been to the Port of Entry, and I've been to Dublin a couple times, and I've been to Belfast a couple of times.
Mm-hmm. And so did you kind of feel your Irish heritage when you were there, or did you not have enough time to do that?
No. It was all tour stuff. You
right.
know? I did find out, I have people from the county that Belfast is in, so, I should be knowing it. I knew it when I was in Belfast,
mm-hmm.
and, actually, my dad had filled me up with, told me where I was from, and I remembered at the time, and I was found out that I was, 60 miles from there, and these people I was talking to knew some people from there.
Nice.
Of course, it was capped with, you're from Minnesota. The porta-potties are made in Minnesota here, and they all were Satellite Industries, Minneapolis, Minnesota. So
that's funny. It's like you like us.
Yeah,
from home.
Like Irish American stuff all over.
That's really funny. Thank you so much, and enjoy those shows. Again, that was Teague Alexi and Eric Berry. Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Ella Gilhausen and Chris Harwood, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.